Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and JB Morning Show. Here it is, a snowy, snowy Thursday. Should continue like this all day, they say.
Yeah, I got some issues. I got a lot going on in my plate and in my head. It's like very busy. First of all,
yeah,
I want to talk about you and your wife.
What about us?
Well, I think you should de-escalate. And listen, marriage is hard, right? You have to work on marriages. Marriages are hard. Nobody says they're easy, right?
Hard.
They're
hard.
Because you're working with two personalities and everybody's right.
Yeah, everybody's right.
Everybody's right.
Everybody's right.
Everybody's right. So I saw a side of you that I do not like.
What's that?
You escalate a fight instead of diffuse it.
I didn't escalate. I simply said what was in my head.
Which is an escalation. When I told you to write back, you should have said, oh, I'm sorry, honey. I think you misunderstood what I was trying to do here. But you wrote, why are you always bitching at me?
No, I did not say that. I said, why do you attack?
Right, but you should have said.
I never meant that.
But that escalates not what I meant it because now she has to respond to that. But instead, you could have written, oh, I'm so sorry. I think you misunderstood my text.
Yeah, she's going to see that text and
I would be on fire.
Yeah.
I'm going to attack even more.
Really?
She's going to take that the wrong way.
Right, but if you would have written, oh, I'm so sorry, I think you misunderstood my text. Well, now I like you again.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Let's just talk on the phone because obviously our text got screwed up.
I'm going to write here. Hang on a second. Okay. I'm going to send a couple of emojis. Ooh, I like that one. That's a horse. I'm going to put a horse
on
here.
That doesn't work.
Yeah.
Why?
You're going to make it worse.
I'll put a couple of hearts, too, with a horse. Because I like horses.
No, I want you to write, I'm sorry I was just negative, but I it's been a lot dealing with this contract. Listen to me.
Here's a clown. I think I'll send the clown.
Guys, we're so easy as far as what we want as women. Like, what you should write is go, you know what? I'm so sorry that my fingers of fury just wrote all that because it's been very frustrating dealing with the contractors. So, that's it.
It's been a difficult morning.
It has been I've watched it.
I'm trying to wrangle cats around here.
I know. I see it.
And it's just,
I
had a problem yesterday. They didn't show up because they had a problem with, I guess, a diesel wouldn't
diesel
start.
Don't start well in the cold, but
yeah, but 28 degrees they start.
They should know that.
Cold is like zero, okay, for a diesel. I know plenty of people have diesels, so they start
at
30
degrees. That's what I was going to say. They should have put it in a garage or something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. All right, so we're handling
that.
So
what I'm saying is,
I got it under control.
But I'm going to just tell you this. I know that you don't think we're really complex.
Yeah.
But literally all we need is, instead of you escalating it, would just be like, hey, sorry, that was totally misunderstood. Let me explain, or give me a call and I'll tell you. Not going back at her, because now she has to attack your attack.
All right, here's my take on it, though, Jamie. Look at it the way I'm looking at it, okay? Here I am. I'm on the air, and we're doing a radio show this morning. And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, about 5 people involved in this project,
I've watched this.
And for some reason, during the hours that I'm working, I'm the one having to organize it.
Even though you have a project manager.
And when I make a call or make a text here or there, I'm the one get criticized. It's like, okay, why don't you just pick it up and handle it yourself?
No, I'm not talking to her.
Oh. I'm not talking to her. Oh. I'm talking about the project manager.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the plumber. I'm talking about the father-in-law, whomever. Just pick it up. Somebody.
Well, tell them.
Somebody
they don't
jump in
they
and
don't
help.
They don't know unless you tell them.
Right.
Okay, but you got to tell
them. You see
them.
What I'm saying?
I know, but you got
to I'm saying
tell
somebody
them.
Just jump in and grab the bull by the horns this morning and say, where do we stand? Instead of me,
because
it's hard for me to do every 3 minutes having to turn on the microphone.
That's what I told my son. I go, hey, your roommate won't know he's getting on your nerves unless you tell him.
Yeah, I call the plumber supposed to be there today, okay?
Oh, my God.
So I call his number, and his nephew answers.
Okay, listen, now you're, the nephew goes, you're going too deep. Now.
I don't know where he's
the
at.
The moment's gone. It's we're too deep.
I'm just saying, explaining my frustration.
But I'm just saying with your wife was where I began with this, is you escalated, and that's on you. And now, tomorrow, she's going to be home from work, and your kid's going to be home from work. And guess what? Y'all are going to fight all day.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
Hang on a second.
All right, what?
You're saying tomorrow she's going to be home from work?
Yes, most likely.
Because of?
Because the mountain. Oh, by the way, this is another
thing. All right, hang on. Okay. Let's finish this.
Because the mountain wave weather, guys, says it's going to be bad.
So she's going to be home from work because of the weather?
Uh-huh.
We're working tomorrow, folks.
No, we're not.
All right, let's go to the mountain wave weather guy, okay? You've destroyed me enough.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
I didn't destroy you. I was helping. I'm a helper. I'm trying to be positive with you and just give you some tips because obviously the first marriage didn't work out. Just the tip. Anyway, listen, so the mountain wave weather guy, right? We've called him.
Yeah.
How many times have you called him, Carson?
Oh, my gosh. So many I can't even count.
Right? And it's going right to voicemail like he's not available.
So it was.
Okay.
Until you said that he posted a little status up. Then I called him, right? I was like, all right, he's up. And then it rang for, I don't know, 7 times. And then went to voicemail, left him another voicemail. That's the third one I've left him.
He doesn't want to be on our show, the mountain wave weather guy. He's ditched us.
Listen. You just accused me of escalating. Now you guys are escalating. You're escalating a relationship we have with the Mountain Wave Weather guy.
I'm not being mean. I'm just saying he's ditched us.
But we don't know that. There could be a reason. He might be under the weather. He might not feel good.
Then how did he post such a long post?
Well, you can post without. He may not just want to come on the air because he's not feeling good.
He has laryngitis.
Got a baby problem or something going on in his house.
His post is like an hour long.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Not only that.
Carson.
Yeah, but I texted him.
Carson,
you can at least give me a text like, "Hey man, I'm super sorry, I'm busy.
He could
I can't
say that.
Be on tonight."
Carson,
right. I texted him a
That's
long
good
time
business.
Ago.
You
That's
are
good
exaggerating
business.
And you are escalating.
No, he's
okay?
not.
Yes, he is. He just said, "I've called him so many times I can't count him." That's
have.
Not true. You just then after
okay,
that you
okay,
said
don't
I called
attack
him three
Carson.
Times.
This isn't on Carson. This is on the Mountain
no,
Wave Weather
I'm
guy.
No, I'm talking about I'm escalating.
Saying,
you said I was escalating.
You are right now.
Yeah, because I'm disagreeing with you.
Oh, my. No, see, that's escalating.
That escalates to you.
Just listen to us for a second. And I agree with Carson. Like, if he doesn't feel well, hold on, let me finish a sentence. If he doesn't feel well, he could easily just say, hey, Carson, I don't feel well.
Yeah, I'm
no,
not
that's
gonna,
just
I'm
good business.
But you guys have jumped
much.
To that he hates us.
I did not say that. I said he ditched us.
Fair, you guys said we have a real problem with him.
No, just, we said he ditched us.
It's
that's what was said.
I'm getting a weird vibe because he always answers.
Even that big of a deal.
When you came in here, that's what you said.
Okay, anyway, it was supposed to be funny. We're supposed
right?
to have a great time with this right now, but you're so bitchy about
it's
your
not
contractors.
Funny.
Nothing's funny. All right, play a commercial or something. I'm sick of you.
Yeah, when it comes back on you, then all of a sudden you're sick of.
You're being ridiculous.
You guys
it was
did
supposed
that.
To be fun. Like, you're just being ridiculous and bitchy. I'm sorry your plumber's not showing up, bitchy pants.
Oh, he is showing up. I just got a message oh, just a few God. Minutes ago, so everything's back on back
so
on schedule
dying.
This
Lisa,
morning.
Lisa, I'm sorry you have to be married to that.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Week Show. It's the weather, man. Gets to you sometimes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.